Okay, Simen Yud Ches Sif Katan Vav. Simen Vav. Vav. Okay, we have to go do through. We didn't do this. I'm sorry, I didn't do this. We have to go back. We didn't go back. I didn't do this. We didn't do the Shalom Sun Halacha in Hay. So let's go back. Let's go back to Hay. Let's just run through Hay very quickly. We did Hay already, but we didn't do the Shalom Sun Halacha. I want to run through very quickly. We have some interesting things on the bottom. Okay, let's again run through Hay very quickly. Yechavin Raglov Zo Eitzel Zo. It's on page Kuf Yud. Again, one more time. Simen Yud Ches Sif Katan Hay. It's on page Kuf Yud. The last line on the page. We did this. We're going to review very quickly. Yechavin Raglov Zo Eitzel Zo. Kilu Einom Ela Achas. You should put your two feet together, and it should appear as if it's one foot. From toe to sole. To compare, to make ourselves similar to the angel. Shnemar, v'raglehem, regel yeshar, their feet are a straight foot. Kloimar, what does that mean? Raglehem, nirois kiregel achas, appears to be one foot. V'yokoif reisho ma'alamat, when you daven, you shall bend slightly. V'yiskor enav shalei stakum shendava, you shall close your eyes. V'yim, that's if you prefer. Everyone is different, you cannot generalize. Every different things work for different people. V'yim mispal mituch sidur lo yaser enav min hasidur, if you want that from a sidur, kol hakavod. Just don't look around during Shmona Esrei. V'niach yodei alibo, we mentioned this, you shall put your hands on your heart. You put first, how do you do this? Yiminoi al smolo, you first put your left hand on your heart, and then you put your right hand on top of your left hand. Yimino al smolo, v'yispalel b'lev sholem, be'ema uv'yiru uv'hachna, with fear, different expressions of fear, uv'hachna and humility. Ke'oni ha'oimei b'pesach. We, of course, do not do this today. I have not seen anyone do this today. Put your right hand, your left hand on your heart, and then put your left hand, and then put your right hand on top of that. I don't know why. It's just not the style today. And maybe it's because it's come chukos ha'amen. Maybe that's why. By the goyim, they do this in church. Is that so? What? You don't see this. You don't see this. Next, the yitzayas samilas mipibik kavana. You say the words very carefully with kavana with tiktok. V'yispal kol echol l'fiyam nusach shaloi. Here's the shemus malach. We'll get to in a moment. Everyone should say the nusach that they are familiar with. They have from their father, their tradition. Hein ashkenaz, hein sefarad. Uchadome kulam. Every nusach you should not make with sons of any nusach. People come around and tell you which nusach is better. Chas v'shalom. Kulam yisaydoi. Some the Hare Kodesh. Every nusach has its mekar. Avul al yariv tevus nuscho lenuscho. Do not go and mix up nuschos. Don't say a few words from this nusach and a few words from that nusach. That is not proper. Ki kol nuscho tevosecha menuyos usufuros. Each nusach, the words and the letters are counted. There is precision. Al pi soidos kodolos, to great secrets. Ve'en lohoisef oilegra. Do not add or diminish. Let's now see what it says in the Shem Mishnah Mahalacha. On the bottom. Let me just turn the page back. Okay. First thing is, let's start with Yechavin Beis. On the preview page, Kofi, Yechavin Aglov Zezel Zed, Kosta B'chayoda, of Mishnah Bura, Da'oi Med B'Filov Nifsak Be'ezed Din Ech Yispal. We mentioned this, we did this already. Let's run through it again. If you're in the middle of davening and you forgot and you don't know the halacha, So we mentioned this before last week. If you're middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, you have a shayla, you forgot to say Mashif Haruach, or you made a mistake and you do not know what to do, you are allowed to leave the place where you're davening, to go to the bookcase, to find the sefer, to find the answer. And if you can't do that, you're even allowed to go. You're allowed to ask a person in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you say to him, I forgot to say the same Talumot Levracha, or I said it, what should I do? You're allowed to ask the person the question in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. He'll tell you what to do, and then you go back to your place and you continue where you left off. Uvenishmas Adam Sham Hevi Mikarim Lazeh. He brings proofs to this. There's nothing wrong with doing this. Nearly Oid Rayim Lazeh Mashkazav Hamogin Avram B'Shem Rashba Mokum Shakal Mispalu Mashatz. We mentioned this. V'Hashatz Tokea V'Tov V'Tov Tokea B'Simoni Hatakios, and the Tokea made a mistake Ein mafsikin be'emtsa tefillah achsil betachil shiska koigen that kiyot shal seder shala seder habrochos ein ma'akvos yu'in sham. If the Baal Tokeh makes a mistake, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference. How many tekiyos you blow doesn't matter. Umashma, that's the reason why you're not allowed to be mafsek, because it doesn't matter. The im hoyu me'akvois, but if it did matter, mutu lahafsek, you would be allowed to be mafsek in the middle of Yisrael and Shmuel Esrei to correct the Baal Tokeh. Aval yesh lechalik bin tzadik levadai, the chosim vadai me'akvois, vahocha rak nistadik be'ezaz din. He says it's not a good rai, because there, where it's definitely ma'akev. Here, when a person is davening the Shmuel Esrei, there are different types of questions. If you have a question that you're not sure about, so even if you make a mistake, not every time is an ma'akev. Okay, so he says it's not an absolute raya. You can disagree with the proof, but the halacha still remains the same. You are allowed in the middle of Shmona Esrei to leave your makom, to go to the bookcase, or to ask a person, "What should I do? I do not know what to do in the middle of Shmona Esrei." It's called a tzurch and it's mutter. Next, hein ashkas hein svarim. It's interesting. Here he goes through the different nusos. Ein bagin avram b'shem hakavonos. That's the name of a sefer called the Kavonos. The minhage hatfila ein l'shanes milling b'mukoyma ki yud beis shorim b'shemayim neged yud beis shavatim. It's a very famous chazal that in heaven there are 12 gates. Kineged the 12 shvatim. The whole shevet yesh l'shar milling. Every shevet has its own custom and its own gate. Avol mash nisa b'gemara zeh shavul l'kol. But what's mentioned in the Gemara, everyone is the same. There are certain things which are standard. You're not allowed to change. Every shev is a common denominator. And then there are variations which are unique to each one of the shvatim. The Gemara does not give us the complete nusach of any bracha. I mean, not any bracha, but most brachas are not complete. And there is room for variation. And the variation depends upon the shevet. Every shevet had their netia, had their preference, and it's valid because in Shemayim they will accept it. V'zelosh Yushalmi, afal pi sheshulchanu lachem. The Yushalmi says, afal she shalachnu lachem seder atvila al tishnu miminig avosechim, that we've sent you. We've sent out our nusach. Although, and you may discover that the nusach that we have sent you is different than what you're accustomed to, then don't listen to us. Al tishanu miminig avosechem, don't change from the minig of your forefathers. The chasav sham haprimugadim v'lchein ein l'shanas me'ashkel v'sfard. Therefore, if it's your custom, your family davens Ashkenaz, do not change to svart. Uveshailus hatshuvus marsham kosav d'minusach ashkel v'sfard mutu. Now here you're getting into trouble. I'm telling you, this is, you want to get into trouble, this is where you get into trouble. So the Rasham says, Yataka, don't go from, the Pergamum Gun writes, don't change. Don't go from Ashkenaz to Svart. But the Rasham says, the Minusach Ashkenaz l'Svart, Mutter l'Shanas. No, because Svart is better. Ooh. What? It has more words.
It has more words.
Right, so you're not losing out.
You can't say less.
You can't say less.
Few words, but you could say more.
You can say more words.
That's
a tough sell. Okay, yeah. Okay. You can go off from Ashkenaz to Svart.
Shouldn't you go by which one is older?
We don't know which one is older. No one knows which one is older. It's not which one is older. It appears, as we said before, each one has its roots in holy sources. Okay, let's see. The Minusach Ashkenaz L'Sfard Mutu L'Shanas. The Masham says that you're allowed to go from Nusach Ashkenaz to Svart. Ayin b'shailus etshuvus chasam sefer herech benin shachasidim hischil l'shanas me'ashkenaz l'svart. They. That's where it started. The chasidim, going back 400 years, less than 400 years, they changed from Ashkenaz to Svart. The hellish shaloi l'shanos. Don't do that. Shekol hakavonos vehasoides mirumozim gam b'nusach Ashkenaz. Everything that the Svardim are doing, the Nusach Svard, in the elaborate, flowery Lashonos, are all really hidden in the short Nuschos of Nusach Ashkenaz. Ella, Sheharizah al Hoyas Sephardi, al Kenos HaKavonos b'Nusach Sephard. He did it in his way. But the Chassam Sofer says, don't change. Uveshail Tshuvis, Terechayim, the sons, Hisigolov, Tarizah al Hoyas Sephardi. What are you talking about? Everything wasn't a Sephardi. The Nusach Svard is not a location. It's not a matter of geographic location. Ela nusach ha-koylel shalikeit mishnei ha-nuschois ha-soyles ha-nikia. Fine flour. Nusach sefarad, it incorporates everything. It's a catch-all. If you're lost, you don't know if you come from this tradition or that tradition or that tradition. So if you daven sefarad, I don't think he means nusach sefarad. I think he means the real sefarad, the seer. That it's soiless nikiya. Umi she'enu yodea sherashay v'shifto. A person does not know where he comes from, his shevet, his lineage. Yispalol b'nusach ahu nusach ha'koylel, the catch-all. It's safe. It's safe. Hamekubel bein hachasidim v'chol tefutzas yisrael. So chasidim is not sefarad. That's not the Syrian. He's talking about the nusach sefarad. The nusach sefarad. Not the Eda HaMizrach. Not Eda HaMizrach.
You mentioned before who
changed. Chassidim would change. 100 years. That's only like 300 years. 300 years. That's it. Bein HaChassidim B'chol Tufutzos, the beginning of the 19th century is really where it all took off. Bein HaChassidim B'chol Tufutzos Yisrael. Uveshal Sechubis Maram Shek. Masma, he questions Shamal Divrei Chaim. He can't be shocked at the Divrei Chaim. How can Divrei Chaim say that Nusach Svart is the catch-all for a person that's not where he comes from? I don't know what that stands for. Bepeiz Reish Ayin Ches. Be'agdama Shlo L'Shanes. Be'agdama Shaloi l'shanois minusach mekamo. You should never change. If Shalosh Shuvos based on Yoytzem Yashiv called to me Yosef, he answered all the questions. Hello, Kedivrei Chaim. V'chaim with Shalosh Shuvos minchas alozer. Herich Sham Yashiv Sham kol hakushios v'hello gamkein shemud l'shanos. You're allowed to change. V'chaim with Shalosh Shuvos priyasod v'hello shemud l'shanos says in daito l'spalo kein bekvius. If you want to change his new yisoid, if you're going to change permanently, you can do it. If it's going to be this year, I'm going to try this nusach, and then next month I'm going to try every 12 months I'll have a different nusach. That you cannot do. But if you want to change permanently, then you can do. Right now I'm on business. I have to be here. I'm going away. Let's say going to school. Someone's going away. A person dies, and he goes to medical school, and he gets into a school in Cincinnati. And there in Cincinnati, the only place they have there is in Nusach Ashkenaz. So now I'm going to be here for 3-4 years until I finish my residency, my fellowship, whatever it is, and then I'm going back. So in the meantime, I'm going to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. That you can't do. If you're planning to going back, you have to stick to your custom. Right? So Lashanetz Mibnesh Mispal Keis Beis Hamedrash Chasidim Vizayt Lachs Lulavash Elashas Ein Lashanetz Ayn Yinalim Mishanetz Ayn Mishalas Shuvis Meshiv Dover Lehatziv. He was a real medactic. Im Ashkenazim Spalim Bebeis HaKnesses Sfaradim or Lehebach the Betil Balachash Osur Lishanois Mehanusach Shenohag Mikvar. You always have to daven your original Nusach in the Tefillah Slash when people are not listening to you. Uvikedusha Shehu Gushu Bekol Rav Chodoymeh Osur Lishanois Mehanusach Gusham. Unbelievable. When you daven your private Shemona Esrei, you say your Nusach. When you answer Kedusha, if they say Keser, you must say Keser. If they say Naritzach, you have to say Naritzach. Anything that is done out loud, you have to follow the meaning of Mokam. Anything that they said privately, you should follow your tradition, unless you plan to convert to this cult. You want to convert to this group of people, then you can change permanently. But if you're going back and you're not so kavua in this Mokam, you preserve your tradition, but Kolrom, you follow what they do. Yeah.
One of the biggest conversions, I don't know if you're familiar with the Vena Kehidli of Williamsburg.
No, yeah.
You're innocent Steif?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. They were Ashkenazim.
Yeah.
And around 4 years ago, they actually converted to Sfard because the influence of Hasidim.
In the neighborhood. In Williamsburg.
The same conversion took place among the Vena in Borough Park and the Vena in Muncie. In other words, the Vena were originally Ashkenazim, and around 4 or 5 years ago.
The environment, the influence of the environment, amazing.
The majority were Nusach Svarad. And then something else. You know, when some of these psukim were issued, people were not mobile. They tended to
stay
their whole lives in their area.
Right.
And therefore, you don't want people to start switching around and messing with the minhag.
Today it's a different world. The global village. We live in the global village. Everything is that's right. That's how it is. Okay, but he says over here that the person should still preserve his tradition. Today, a typical person today davens in at least 3-4 shuls. That's how it is. So you can't say I'm a kavua here. Therefore, what do you do? What do most people, they do what their fathers did. My father davened Nusach Svart. I davened in a young Israel. I continue to daven Nusach Svart privately.
Did you ever take the Yom?
What?
Did you ever have the Yom?
Where?
In the young Israel?
Yes.
And what did you do?
Ashkenaz. I daven Ashkenaz anyway.
Oh.
I always daven Ashkenaz. What?
No, you just said you daven.
No, I'm just saying that there are people, many people, they do what they did. But I always daven Ashkenaz. My father... What did my father? My father, for sure, originally davened as a Sfard. He changed. He changed over to Ashkenaz. I don't know when he changed, because it could be he changed already when he got married, before he became a Rav, because he was long on Lower East Side. He was very involved in RJJ. Lower East Side. So everything was Ashkenaz.
So you see, we are more loose with these things.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, there are shuls that change Nusli, he just said, because of the environment.
Rabbi Fish's shul.
He changed.
When he came
right.
To the neighborhood,
he
was Ashkenaz.
It was Ashkenaz, and he changed to Svart. To Svart.
Rabbi Zakheim's shul in East Flatbush,
yeah.
Medrash HaGogel, was Ashkenaz.
And here he made it Svart.
In Flatbush, he converted to Svart.
Wow.
He gave the people what they wanted.
Okay. In public, if the Kedusha, whatever is said in public, the Kedusha said, Kesar, you have to say Kesar. Some of you mentioned this in the narrative show, it's not necessarily the minute. And I mean, it's, whatever the Chazan decides to do, everyone has to follow in that for that minute. You can't have one minute where people are doing, when you're answering Kedusha different ways, or some are not going to answer the Yatzmach. But whatever is being done, if you deviate, that is a problem of loy sis goydidu, according to the rabbin, which is the raisa. Found the common be'avil shemespal lufnei ha'omel muchal l'shanas nuschosai. That later on an avil is down for the omel. You have to follow the minhag ha'makom. You have to change the nusach, and then the halacha though is that the nusach, the belachash, when you say your silent shmona esrei, you should say the silent shmona esrei of the makom, because practice. You should practice one time before you actually do the Chazaras HaShatz. So if you normally daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and you daven in a Sfard Minyan, let's say you daven Mincha in the office. And in the office they're davening, most of the people daven Nusach Sfard. But you daven Ashkenaz. So of course, every single day you daven, you're quiet Shon Eshrei, Nusach Ashkenaz. On this particular day, you are leading the service, you are the Shliach Tzibur, so when you daven the silent Shmona Esrei, you are Mechuyev to daven it in Nusach Sfard, as practice for the Chazaras HaShatz that you will recite in Nusach Sfard. That is the only time when you should change your Nusach Belachash, when it's immediately preceding the Kol Rom that you're going to do for the Tzibur's practice. You should not go and mix up words. On the following issue. The inyan shebizmanenu nisasu yachad mikol shifte yishol mebedinas shoynas vehavaros vehamivtoim shoynim kemoi bimiv be, I don't know how to pronounce that word, the mate ashnas pronunciation, different pronunciation. Today we have a new problem besides the issue of nusach. Forget about nusach. Let's talk about pronunciation. Chasidim, Ashkenazim, Taimonim. In one shul, everyone is pronouncing the same words differently. So what do? Be mat'e Ashkenaz, the pronunciation of Ashkenazi. How do you say it?
Mifta.
Be mat'e Ashkenazi, Sephardi. I don't know these different...
Litoi,
Poloni, for Hungary. Okay, there is a difference between the Polani and Hungary. different pronunciation. So in Moitzi Hashatz Ha Halitoi S Ahon Lori Oil Hepach, are you allowed to go be Moitzi one or the other? We owe Yoisa Shabim Hashatz, but Atzma Mo'odif. Sometimes the Shatz himself gets all mixed up. Mo'or Havoris Vehamiv Toim Pam Omer Behavora Ha Poiloni, Upam Havora Li Litoni. Sometimes Poland, and sometimes he talks from Litoi. So what do you do? The Pasuk Echor Omer Ha Mafalum, that's the Cholam. The mafalum is the way Rashi refers, that's the ancient term for a cholam. Is it cholam, the yud, a cholam, or is it cholam? Kodesh or kodesh? Kodesh. Kodesh. Someone complains to me that when I lay, I do both. I'm not consistent. I'm guilty, you're right, I'm guilty. I'm not consistent. Sometimes it's kodesh. Kodosh, yeah. Gadel, perasar. Okay, so what do you do? But no, you have to be consistent. So hamaf ha malafumim kavara ha poiloni v'upasik echa kavara halitoi kimoishu komatz ha poiloni v'hungari. So and it sounds like a komatz. Is that tzchik machis? The contradiction, the inconsistency is a joke. It turns into a litzonis. It turns into something which is a painful, a bitter joke. Machav means painful, tzchok means joke. Shesoyser atzmai b'ta'amim v'nekudos. You can contradict yourself. So what do we do about it? Let's see. Uve chavshi b'svarim. I searched through svarim b'inyan zeh. Motzasi b'sifrei zmanenu. Shemadavim mizeh d'hainu b'inyan rishayin in the first ishna. Ich shatz m'medina zo sheyesh lo havar miyuchades. Let's first talk about, not about inconsistencies within one's own davening. Let's talk about where the shatz, he's davening the right nusach. He's saying the nusach you want him. Whatever you tell him to do, he'll do. But its pronunciation is not what we're used to. So that's Shiyesh lo havar miyuchedes shemoitzi es b'nei medina acher Shiyesh lo gamkin havar miyuchedes. So what is halacha? Harav hagoin. I don't know who this is. Maybe the girl is her hengen. I'm not sure who this is. Kosa bekuntres deashimi legabi acherim nechsha bechlal kora. It's no good. Whoever this person is, passing that lo yatz. If you're going, you're bringing the prayer of Baal Tefillah, and the Baal Tefillah is pronouncing the words differently than what we are familiar with in this Beis HaKnesses, it's not right. Lo yatz. So that's begedet diktek v'lo kara v'lo diktek b'yosiyosech v'lochein ein l'shanes mi ma'bota li ma'bota. Acher, no good. However, or mishpate. Uziel Ber Gamkein Shel Zuvehela Shein Bishini. No, it's not so bad. It's okay. He always has a head to every born. It's okay. Shein Bishini Ha Mivtoim Mishum Al Titoish Terasimecha Shezehi Yisoid called Terasim and Hagim. It's a minug. It's no different than a minug, and it's not Ma'akev, and there is no issue. It's not in the category of Korav Lo Diktek Yisrusecha Umimela Moitzi Hasifaradi Esu Ashkenazi Bikrias. Called over, it's okay. Okay, so he brings down what? Everything, absolutely everything.
I've gone as far as the shows, I cannot understand that career.
Yotz, that's what he presents.
I read a Sefer.
Yeah.
He said that the same town that spoke the Litvish Yiddish started to change in the same town people change the way they pronounce words, and it's an abomination. The whole lot. He was going through everybody's lashonis, that Ashkenazi pronunciation has a few problems. Eretz Yisrael is good for certain things and bad for certain things. You know, Sfaradit. And he said, but he came down heaviest on the Galatiana pronunciation.
It's the worst.
I read a big set from Israel, I think, in
10
hours I read it.
Okay, let's go see. V'chein kasef hagoin, Rav Yosef, Elio Henkin. Now it's okay. Rav Henkin Paskins, it's A-okay. If you go to a shul and there's someone, a Sephardi, who's reading the Torah in his Nusach, you yoytze kriya sa Torah. Not like the other opinion that says that it's dikte kodav loy dikte kriya sa Yosecha. The ayin b'shalos and shuvas chilek levi, shele gam kein de Ashkenazi mutzi Sephardi, oy lebach, it's okay. Av shemiv shemiv toy sifosam hema chalukim. The hevra in Yeshas, the birchas hamozoin utfila, and the monim choloshen, it says there that birchas hamozoin and tfila can be said in any language, or that toys was kasu, the bikidush, yoitze afilu enime loshen, that when it comes to kiddush, she yoitze, even if you don't understand the language, you and sham, or the mitzvah ashkenaz, the sfardi, or the hepoch, le gora, mi loshen achere she'enoi maven. Okay, what you said, Mr.
Rappaport.
That it's, even though you don't understand what they're saying, it's no different than a different language. A different language is okay. Afilu einam even loshen yuim sham mivtoy hashnaz l'sfardi olhebach loygora mi loshen acheres. Just like you're allowed to read the Torah and say kriyashma in any language, and you yoytze, so too, it's no worse if a sfaradi reads the Torah for you, or reads the kriyashma for you, or so on and so, reads the birchas mazon for you in his havara. It's no worse in a different language, and you're certainly yoitza. And it's not a different language, it's the same language, just different havara. The achre ze kol ze motzasi b'shailus etshuvas and b'yehudam mashmak tzasham shesfaradim moitzi ashkenazi v'chilebuchetz mutter. Another rife, another b'yehuda. Yun sham ad kan loy dibri elosh moitzi echatz chaver. But you have to be very careful. Everything I've told you over here is only where one person might say this consistency. Av she miftas sefosam shuna av lo orev miftas sefosam zel zeh bevadai soiseratsmo ubevadai she'ena yoytze. Wow, that's scary stuff. The ayin lekamon. So if you are all mixed up, you can't even. You're brought up in Eretz Yisrael. American people are born in Eretz Yisrael. They hear so many things, the Hasidim and Israelis and Sfardim. You get all mixed up. You can end up saying a sentence, and in one sentence you'll be saying words with different pronunciations. That he says is soisim in obey. That he says, he's very sharp words here. Sheina yoytze. You're not yoytze. You must be consistent. This is a yisoid in life. Be consistent in what you do. Next, hey, vein lochayz vein lego. You're not allowed to delete. Ayn b'tur b'shem ochiv. Rabbeinu Yechiel v'zel l'shaynei. Dor shalishim osheim chasidi yashkenaz shayu shoklu b'sofim miminyan mispar miminyan hatevos. The chasidim, the original chasidi yashkenaz, would count the number of words in the letters and the words in a nusach. Tatfilos v'habrochos. Uchneged ma niskenu, and kneged what they have been established for. And therefore, a person should never take it upon himself to add or to diminish from the nusach that he has in front of him. Uve pei resh ayin ches, shar hamida, moine mispar atevos veruban mechuvonos umat imois eminyan hatevos shekosav atur shu nusach ashkenaz. He counts the number of words, and most it fits with the nusach. The Torah gives a nusach. He has a nusach, and the nusach of the Torah is ashkenaz. And his nusach conforms with what it says in the Torah. Uve shailus and shuvus minchas alah. Zor hevi mispar misefer I elim leha yoshar mi kandaya zal shekosaf shanusach ashkenaz mekubal ad shimon hapikuli ba'anshe knesa gedoyla. So he says the ikur is nusach ashkenaz. Ukvar havasil el mashakosav adivrei chaimi disagrees. He holds that svar is the catch-all. The mashakibul chasidim l'spal b'nusach arizal b'bnei shu shar haboyla shebira nusach zeh mishtei nuschos. It's the soiles nikia, very powerful expression. The soiles nikia, the fine flour, he sifted it for its color, and so therefore yisil v'yichilukideyas. The minchas alos says Ashkenaz the ikur. You're never going to get this is a heated argument. Always people fight about this, which is the ikur. Some poskim say you're allowed to change from Sfar to Ashkenaz, but not the other way around. Because Ashkenaz, this is the Iker. That's what the Mechzalaza says. And the other said, no, Pum Fakertz. I don't know, that's what he says. He says, I don't know. He was Hasidish. That's right. The Mechzalaza, he didn't say, Velim Shalaz, the Mechzalaza. Shenustach Ashkenaz, Mukubal Ashkenaz, Pakuli. The Anshakenaz Agadoyle goes all the way back. But he brings down from the Rebbe Chaim. The San says, what are you talking about? Iker is Svart. You'd hear this, but probably the thing of Moshe also says that you're allowed to go from one to the other, but not backwards. And which one is it? Chiluk Ideas. Go from Svart to Ashkenaz, because Svart is Soiles Nekiah. Some say Fakert. You're allowed to go from Svart to Ashkenaz, but you're not allowed to go from Ashkenaz to Svart. You're going up, you upgrade. You can never downgrade and upgrade. Okay, Chiluk Ideas, everyone does what they have to do. Vav. Lo Yis, next, let's go to the next halacha. In the Kitzer. Lo Yizor Lespalel. Belachash, a person should daven quietly. Rak shehu be'atzma yishma, you should hear what you say. Personally, daven, you should hear your own words. Mashu oimer, bechaveroi shebesamach lo lo yishma kol, your friend should not hear what you're saying. Kamosh nemar, like it says, bechana rak sefosecha noos bekoilo lo yishma. The makor for davening quietly comes from Chana. Chana came to daven for a child. From Chana, we learn many of the halachas of tefila. The Chana is probably the most famous haftorah. Why do I say that? Because when do we learn Chana, haftorah of Chana, of the beginning of Shmuel? On the first day Rosh Hashanah. Everyone comes to shul the first day Rosh Hashanah. Everyone. They might not come Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Rosh Hashanah, the day before Tekiyas, the first day, who's not going to come the first day Rosh Hashanah? And they're quiet, they're nervous, it's before Tekiyas, and everyone listens to the Haftorah of Chana. So everyone knows this, and there it says that Chana's lips were moving and voice was not heard. And this, here we learn the halach that a person should daven belacha, should daven quietly. But you, and you should, fine. Now let's go to Zion. Lo Yismach, yeah.
Used to be that this would
more than
more people than
to hear something. And it's still not? It's still no.
True. No? No, you used to have people. Okay, yeah. That went out of
school.
I wouldn't affect Rosh Hashanah.
Because they come for
tears. Okay, well, let's just do a few more halachas. We're not going to have time. Let's just run ahead a little bit. Zion. Lo yismech atzmai al shom dover. A person should not lean. When a person is important halacha, when you're davening, you're not allowed to lean. This is really more important when you get an aliyah. People have a tendency to lean on the bima. You're not allowed to lean. When you're leaning, it's as if you are sitting. So anything that requires you to stand, leaning has the same status as sitting. Unless you're leaning in such a way that if you would remove the object that you're leaning on, you would not fall down, then b'dievet can be called standing. So one should always be careful not to lean, especially when you get an aliyah. Yismach atzmal shom davar afilu smicha kol dehu. L'chatchila nothing. The im hu choyle kitzas, person is not well, yachal espal afilu yoshev ashev as a dar pashad, you can daven when you are sitting or lying down. V'hu sheyachal lechavin daito, as long as you have kavana. V'im yav shalol espal b'piv, mikol mokom yahar b'livoy, if a person cannot be espal b'piv, in other words, he's not well. Person is not well, mikol mokom yahar yahar b'livoy, person, people do not know this. If a person is not well enough to daven b'peh, you should at least daven b'machshav. Sometimes a person is very, very weak, very, very tired.
Lose
your voice, you can still move your lips. You lose your voice, you can still move your lips. But let's say a person, let's say after some type of surgery, and you just can't even move your lips. You're so weak, you're under medication. So a person should not say, I can't daven, I'm finished. It's wrong. Halacha, you can't daven by moving your lips. You should at least in your mind do the best that you can to go through in your mind with the sitter, the nusach hatfila yeharher belibo. Now the big issue, this is a hot issue. It was in the news. It was on all the Jewish websites, the blogs about a year ago. And it's a big halachic issue. What about davening on a plane? When you travel on a plane, Eretz Yisrael, what should you do for the Shmon Esrei? It says that you should stand, and you're not allowed to daven when you're sitting. Lo yismech atzmal shom davar. So the truth is, the real Gedolei Yisrael all have made it very clear. We read very carefully what it says, that the best thing to do is to daven Shmon Esrei in your seat. Shocking, right? How can you daven in your seat?
No need in the galley.
It's not ideal. Okay, there are definitely exceptions. There are definitely, you're going on a plane and it's 100% Haredi and everyone is and there's a whole different atmosphere. Like you have a camp, you have all these boys. And sometimes you go and you go, I haven't gone in a long time, but like you go during the season when all the boys are going to Eretz Yisrael and you have a whole chevra. All right, so of course it's a whole different situation than where everyone, all these young guys, everyone is into it. But you're going on a plane and 80% of the plane are chilonim or are goyim, and you're blocking their way near the bathroom and they don't like it, and the service people don't like it. It's a chil Hashem. And besides it being a chil Hashem, it's not a davening. You can't daven. It's not shaykh to daven. Everything being pushed back and forth. So the ikar is, and all of the rabbanim and the gedolim all tell people over and over again, use your seichel. If it's not kedai, it's not proper, there's nothing wrong to daven shmona esrei sitting down in your airplane seat. That's what you say. And there's no minyan. You don't daven with a minyan. That's how it is. You can't always daven with a minyan. If you want to daven with a minyan, so arrange your flight that you can arrive at your destination where you can go and you can daven shachas. If you can't and you chose not to arrange your flight, you can't. So you daven v'yechida sitting in your seat. The only mile that you can do, if you're not going to bother anyone, is you should stand up for the four times when you're supposed to bow down. So you're sitting in your seat, so you can stand up, and you can stand there for 10 seconds. No one's gonna shoot you. You stand up and you bow down. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Chavaseinu, and then you sit down. And when you come to the end of the first bracha, before you Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogein, you get up and you bow down. You wait a second and you sit down. And for modem as well, yeah. So you sit next to a woman. So is she? It all depends on how she is dressed. If she is dressed in a kosher way, which 95% of the time is, and you're not looking at her, so then it's fine. That's just because you sit next to a woman. Just because you're sitting next to a woman doesn't mean you're allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven as long as she's not, as long as she's dressed properly, and whatever. Okay. So this is just the basic you said is use your seichel. Use your seichel, don't do anything extreme. Next, ches. Lo yoyches biyadai b'shas tila, we'll just do the halach and we'll stop. Lo yoyches biyadai b'shas tila shon esrei rak hasidr o yamachzer. Don't hold in your hand. This is another in halach which not everyone knows. You're not allowed to hold in your hand anything when you're davening. And it was also very important halach when it comes to people make this mistake all the time. You said if you're Baal Korei, you know this. Sometimes a lot of people, they come to the bimud, and they're holding a sitter. They don't want to let go of their sitter. They have a little sitter and they get an aliyah, and they get the aliyah holding their sitter in their hand. No, it's one thing to hold the sitter to read the bracha, but then they read the bracha by heart. They don't, and they're just holding on to, you're not supposed to, when you get an aliyah, this is not for aliyah, this is even worse, it's mohammed, shmon esrei, you're not supposed to be holding anything in your hand when you are davening. Now, it's chayim, even that may be that you could hold, but you make the bracha. But during the aliyah, you're not supposed to be holding anything in your hand, and certainly davening shmon esrei, you're not supposed to be holding anything in your hand. If you look around, you'll notice many people are holding their cell phones today in their hand. They're not answering it. They're just like, you know, it's a habit. It's you know, part of your body.
It's an appendage.
Yeah, it is.
Some of them have it programmed in. They have the shmon esrei programmed.
That's a sitter. So then it turns into a sitter. That's a sitter. That's no worse than a sitter. But they're not. Some people just have a habit. They just have a habit that it's part of them. This is life in the 21st century. It's part of your guf. It's wrong. It's forbidden. And it's not going to vibrate. It's not going to go off. It's not going to vibrate. You just like to hold it. It's just satisfying. It's satisfying to hold a cell phone. This is osur. Lo yoichas biyodei b'shas hatfila til shmon esrei rak hasidur oy hamachzer im saruch lo v'yesh l'lushem tchilas ha'mekarmos. You have to also, this is another very, very, very important thing, you should know before you begin the shmon esrei. People make, this is not the right thing to do. They start musaf yomtif. I'll start the shmon esrei, and then when I get to atav v'chartanu, I'll find the right page. I'll find the page in the back of the sitter, the musaf, not the shachar, the musaf. That's not their hearts. That's a terrible zilzal in the Shemona Esrei. Before you begin, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, you shall already have the page. If you're not going to daven the Musaf, most people, 99% of the people, don't daven Musaf of Shalosh Regalim Baal Peh. There are, probably most people know Baal Peh, but you don't do it, you don't want to take a chance. So you have a sitter. Many people look around. Many people they start. You know, let me get going. Cruise control. And when we're in cruise control through the first three brachas, I'll save time. I'll find the page in the back of the sitter somewhere. The musaf for the shalosh shagolim. That's wrong. And that's what he says over here. You shall already have in place exactly what you're planning to say for this shemona esrei. You shall mark techila as hamakomo shutzarch lispalul besidu v'machzer. Shelo yitzarich lechapes beemsa techila, so you to search in the middle of the davening. Lo yedav chayit is not halacha. You should not have any chatzitz when you're davening. You should be davening in front of a wall. Now you can't do that, of course. But what it means over here is if you're davening in the middle of a room, there shall be nothing unusual standing between you and where you're davening, because that's going to serve as a distraction. If there is a clown in front of you, it's a distraction. If there's something unusual in front of you, that is a distraction. Lo yedavar chaytzeitz beino lebein hakir. Shenemar, we learn from Chizkia. Vayaseib Chizkio ponav el hakir vayispalel. Vlemik chatzitza el adavar shegavoya yutvachim et stentvachim hai vrach of dal tvachim. Avaldavar katan oiloi chashav hefsik. A table and a chair, of course, not a hefsik. A shtender is not a hefsik. All of this letzach tefila. Avil davar godol imhu davar kavuak and aron v'table le chashav hefsik. V'yadam nami in a chayt person on hefsik. Uvishas hatchak b'chol inyin ein lahakbid. Kevan shesoygir enav oim espalim techasid. As long as you pay attention to what you're doing, you're okay. Shtol tespadal kavanasa. V'chein lo yispal keneged ezet siur. Nu halacha. You're not allowed to die in front of pictures. That is one of the reasons. That is one of the. So that's the one of the reasons you should know why they cover the pictures in a base oval. People think they cover the pictures because of Kabbalah. Kabbalah, you're not allowed to have a mirror, and you're not allowed to have pictures. That's true. There is something to it also. But the eager reason why they cover the picture in the base level is because the base level turns into a base tefillah. You come there to daven Shacharis Mincha Maariv. And you're davening Shacharis Mincha Maariv, you're not allowed to daven in front of a picture because you're going to be distracted. Wow, look at that one. Look at that one. He married him. He married him. He's the son-in-law. He's the daughter-in-law. And this and that one. It's a distraction for davening. I bechlal yishno, I find it terribly distracting. You go to a base ovel, even let's say you're not, it's not the base ovel, there are pictures. You know, what are you coming to a base ovel for? You're coming to give them the chama. Many people, they come, oh, let me check out. Let's check out what's doing here. When I was sitting Shiva, we took everything out. Everything, all the pictures, everything. Okay, so it's pretty good. People would talk, they would come looking around, what's there? Yet, do you know how many comments I got? This is shocking. And we don't have that many people even call me Mach Level about the Svarim. I had one person who wrote a Sefer. Will you believe this? He wrote a Sefer. He actually went searching for his Sefer in the bookcase. He actually, now, you're not going to believe this to me. I knew he would do this. So I took the safer out, and I put it somewhere else. And I told my brother, you're going to see he's going to come looking for his safer. And my brother thought I was nuts. He thought I was crazy. And he came we're looking for it. And my brother turned to me and he said, "Wow, you were right. How'd you know? How'd you know?" And another guy, I didn't even know he wrote a safer. And he said to me, "I see you have my safer here." I can tell you their names. I wouldn't dare tell you. He's like, "You might even know who they are." He told me, he said, "Oh, I see you have my safer, this one." What are you coming here for? You're coming here to go look at the library to see if I have your safer? And this was after already we cleaned everything out. Kol shekein, pictures. You have pictures? People that are looking around. Listen, I'm guilty. I am guilty as sin. I do the same thing.
Everybody looks around.
Exactly. But it's too much. I overindulge. And really, you come to the hall, and then the other goes out. He has to go to the Beis Akisa. He goes, takes a drink. He goes out. Oh, there's a long line. It's very crowded. So what do you do in the meantime? You look around. Oh, I didn't know. That one, that one. Oh, you did this. You look at all the diplomas, all things. That's not right. I'm telling you, the Averis, that's not right. What are you coming here for? You're coming here for a reason to be in a frame of mind to nachem ava. Alachas kama v'kama tfila. If you're davening in a shul and there are pictures on the wall and all these different things, it's very distracting. It's going to get you all confused.
And to glass, stained glass windows too.
You know, in a way, yes and no. You get used to it, obviously. Yeah. You daven in a shul. You go to a very nice shul the first time. You're not distracted. I'm very distracted.
Yeah.
You come to a beautiful shul. They built this beautiful fancy shul. You told me that shul. I went to Avenue P. The woodwork. Wow. You see. So the first time you're there, you can't daven. You got to take it all in. It's not so simple. Yeah.
Certain shuls have banned these Torah pamphlets.
Right. But on the other hand, some shuls, some rabbanim like it because they at least you don't talk.
It's a distraction,
absolutely.
It's a
distraction, but on the other hand, if they're not, they better do that than talk. Then talk.
They're going to talk anyway.
All right, they'll talk anyway, exactly. He's right, they'll talk anyway, they'll do both. The Adam not sufficient. You should have called in a lack of a coin struggle in the spell, but the city slowly is for the end of the king of spell and connect as it's see your. V'im yikra lo l'spal k'neged beged. Beged means embroidery, something beautiful. A koysel mitzio yiskoin of close your eyes. K'neged mara, a mirror. A mirror also l'spalel. Why? Because you're davening to yourself. It looks like you're davening to yourself. Afilu be'inayim sugurai slo yispal mokam parutz k'goin besode. You're not allowed to daven in an open area. Okay? Some shul they have in the summertime and every time they go outdoors. Not so simple. Some is very hot inside, go in the courtyard. And the courtyard is too big. It's one thing you have a small courtyard, you feel a little bit enclosed. But you see, there are places they go out. Even there's a place here in Flatbush, they go out in the summertime, they dive in outside. It's a big open area. It's porots. It's no good. When you're in an enclosed area, the Mitzvah says, "Chole olav emas hamelech." V'libo nishpar, v'nichna, your heart is broken and you're humbled. V'imuderech, right? They have on the highway. There's a famous spot on the highway to the Catskills. Everyone goes there. It's a big tourist attraction. Mutter, mitzvah, mutter the spal, but sort of v'im evshalo yispal bein huilonis v'ikan. Plant some trees. Tell that to the government. Plant some trees on the mincha area, so it should be at least enclosed. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss. We'll pick it up in the show.